Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. If you're a regular AgWired fan or reader, then you've probably seen me write about the weekly Twitter conversation, AgChat, on quite a few occasions. Last week, we just announced the AgChat Foundation. This new organizational structure has been created by a group of farmers, although there are a couple of us on the board of directors who are not actively farming, although we certainly are advocates for the industry. The AgChat Foundation was announced at the end of last week because we're coming up on the first year anniversary since Michelle Payne Canoper started AgChat. As one of our founding board members, I want to encourage you to go to agchat.org and learn more about it if you aren't already involved or haven't already participated in a weekly AgChat Twitter conversation, something I do encourage you to do as well. Some of the program areas that we have established already include Advocacy 2.0 training to educate farmers through various levels about how to use technology to basically advocate for their industry. We also have strategic advocacy coordination and data analysis. And then we're going to have some technology scholarships to help equip farmers with infrastructure to enable them to fully use social media. So I hope this might answer some questions people have about farmers using social media, because this is a farmer-led effort, and you can see who the board members are and read about them. Just go to the website, agchat.org. In this week's program, I'm going to speak to one of those board members, and he is Darren Grimm. He's a Kansas farmer. We spoke right before Easter to talk about the new AgChat Foundation and what we're hoping to accomplish. Darren, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you are located, and what you do.
We grain farm and feed cattle here in northeast Kansas. I farm with my dad and a couple partners, mostly corn, soybeans, a little bit of wheat, double crop of sunflowers, as well as our cattle feedlot. That's what I do on the farming side. And for a number of years, I've been fairly involved in precision agriculture, mostly with data, yield mapping, soil sampling, and variable rate map generation, that kind of thing. A lot of data work, that's really what I love, somewhat of a passion. And that's kind of been the business for the last 5 to 10 years.
Well, it sounds like you stay busy. when it comes to the precision side, I think that's interesting. We have a project to try to get out precision information through precisionpays.com. So I'll get a plug in for that while I'm at it.
Okay. I've seen the site, a good site. Yeah. I like the information. So
thank you. Well, let's talk about social media, social networking, and farming. There still are some people who wonder whether or not farmers are engaging online and social media. How do you respond to that, first of all?
Well, I think the important thing to realize is social media is where the action is. Pretty much a significant portion of our ultimate customers, the consumers and folks that eat the food and things we produce, and are on social media. They're involved in social media, and it's an excellent opportunity. Most of them are very far removed from the farm and understanding where their food comes from. Social media represents a tremendous opportunity for farmers to share their story, to explain to people modern agriculture, how we do things, how we care for things, and straight from the source.
Well, that's what we are, I guess the word being coined is advocating, and that's advocating for agriculture. When it comes to social media, would that be kind of one of the main reasons you got involved then, to tell your story?
Well, interestingly enough for me, with the data work that I'm doing, that was more the angle and the approach that I came from. Actually, the very first person that I worked with a fair amount in social media was Mike Haley, and he had put together a follow farmer list. there was a listing of all the agriculture people on Twitter. And I took that list and turned it into a database and did some of that work. That was kind of my first experience, and through that got to know a number of people. Was kind of how I became involved in social media.
Well, you're involved like I am with AgChat, and that's coming up on a year that we've been doing this weekly Twitter conversation for agriculture. First of all, yeah, you have been involved. What do you think is part of the value of having that kind of a regular conversation?
I think, to me, one of the most unique things that AgChat offers is just the diversity of the people involved. Too often, you know, it's almost a coffee shop for North American agriculture, so to speak, and the wide range of livestock, grain, agribusiness people, just a lot of diversity in the voices on AgChat, and that's probably the biggest thing, is seeing the diversity and the range of ideas and thoughts and opinions.
Well, I just saw some of yours since I got a tweet from about 6 minutes ago, since I follow you. But as we look ahead, we're making a big announcement related to AgChat, and that's the AgChat Foundation, of which you and I both have kind of the honor of being original board members for. What are we trying to accomplish here?
The primary purpose of the AgChat Foundation is really to help educate and empower farmers to share their story. There's a number of ways we do that. There's some technology scholarships, there's training, there's different aspects of it. But primarily, we simply want to give farmers the tools to share their story through social media methods.
Well, we really hope that is what we accomplish, and we're going to do all we can to make that happen. I know we're just getting this thing off the ground, but we've got to mention here that by the time we get to post this interview and talk about it, since we're doing a little bit of advance work here, people will be able to go to agchat.org, right?
Yes, that's the central website. There will be a lot of information there regarding the programs, and as well as some videos from those of us involved and some different things that folks can explore. It's in progress. We won't launch as a complete site, but there'll be a lot of good information there to start with, and it'll build from there.
Well, speaking of the database thing, since that's one of your things, and although I use them, I don't build them, but we are going to be, I think the plan is to archive the AgChat conversations, which now even have included branching out besides food, which we do every third Tuesday of the month, if I got that right. We're also branched out into the international arena this week with one focused on Africa, and I think that went very well. We might be looking at some more options for that as we move forward.
Yes, we had our first African Ag Chat. It was the noon our time. I think it was evening in Africa. And it was kind of an exciting event to really see from around the world. We all know there's a lot of needs in Africa regarding agriculture and food, just pretty basic things that we all take for granted. And it was nice to get the perspective, to get that real global perspective on mm-hmm. what's going on. And the other thing you mentioned there with the archives, we do currently archive the AgChat conversations. We're really looking to try to add some more value there, in particular the ability to comment once the chat is over. I think some people will review what was said, and they'd like to add some comments, or not everybody's available on a evening, Tuesday evening, for the regular Ag Chat, and that's one of the things we're looking to try to add, as well as just provide a more useful tool for everybody.
Right. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing how that comes out, and we'll have to say here that because we're setting this up as a foundation, we are looking for support, because there's only so much that our free volunteer help can do to accomplish our objective. So I'm going to get a plug in there that if you're a company or organization that would like to support the Ag Chat Foundation, once we have agchat.org up and running, it'll probably be a good place to go to have an opportunity to let us know that you're interested, and we can contact you or what have you to see how we can work with you. So anything else you might want people to know about AgChat and the foundation that we haven't touched on, Darren?
No, I think we kind of covered everything. I really encourage people, if they're new at this, they're uncomfortable, to just jump in and get your feet wet. There's a significant, vibrant ag community in social media, both on Twitter and Facebook. And jump in, get your feet wet, join in the Ag Chat conversation, and learn to utilize these tools for the betterment of agriculture.
All right. Well, that's what it's all about. We will continue advocating. Thank you very much, Darren, for taking time out on a beautiful day in the Midwest for a change.
Yes.
I don't know if everything's dried out your way or not, but it may be
a lot better than it was a week ago.
I can only imagine. All right. Well, again, thank you very much, Darren Grimm from Kansas.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
Once again, I will point you to the AgChat Foundation website, agchat.org. All kinds of information there, and that's a work in progress. Much more will be developed as time goes on, and I look forward to helping advocate for agriculture, and that's what advocacy is all about. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.